We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So we don't agree on much these days, but I think most of us want to drive on decent roads. We like bridges that don't fall down. High-speed internet would be nice. Thank you. DSL was fun 15 years ago, but people want high-speed internet. And now we have the infrastructure bill. It's curious to me, some of the politicians that voted against the infrastructure bill are now taking credit for the infrastructure bill. Blois Olson is here with a morning take. President Biden coming into town tomorrow. Hey, Blois.
Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, what should we expect tomorrow? This is basically a little victory lap for the president?
Well, it is, but I think you have to peel back a little more and see that he's going to Rosemount, which is in the 2nd District, which is represented by Angie Craig, which is going to be one of the top 10 competitive House races in the country. So I think this is as much about a victory lap on the infrastructure bill as it is kind of showing he's going to be out there campaigning for people who supported it, who supported it strongly. And, you know, my sources tell me Angie Craig will be there. And obviously we don't even know the lines of the new district yet, but this bill will become a major campaign issue next year. You can imagine the ads already. I mean, this is going to be, you know, the way healthcare ads have run, who voted for it, who didn't vote for it, will be a theme in 2022.
Interesting. How many, boy, I'm not sure how to put this into context, but in other states, some Republicans who voted against the infrastructure bill are now sending out notes to their constituents touting the infrastructure bill. Is that as big a factor in Minnesota as in other places like Texas and Florida?
We haven't seen it as boldly in Minnesota, but it will be interesting. One of the people to watch on that is Ilhan Omar. I mean, she voted against this bill, and so if you start to see her take credit for spending on housing, things like that in Minneapolis or in the 5th District, yeah, then that it could cut both ways for Democrats and Republicans. So Paul, look, they're politicians. They're going to take credit all day long for certain things. I think that could be an issue, but I don't think it's an issue that most voters are going to change their vote around.
Okay. Blois, today is Cyber Monday. Jimmy just whispered in my ear, although, yeah, every day it seems to be Cyber Monday these days. Many of us still shopping from home. That trend not going away anytime soon, huh?
No, not at all. It's, in fact, when Gallup first started measuring this in 1998, 4% of people were shopping online, and now 56% say they will do their Christmas shopping online. It is, and I think habits around online shopping obviously changed immensely during the pandemic, and so it's just easier and easier for people now.
Yeah. What are you hearing about Omicron, this new variant that has so many people troubled? I know it showed up a couple of cases in Canada. Is Minnesota doing anything that you're aware of right now to try to get ahead of this?
No, I would expect the governor to say something about it today or tomorrow. But you know, it is through this lens that I think people are going to watch it and see where they're at. But if, depending on where you're at on the COVID spectrum of opinion, I think your opinions will be the same. I don't know that there's going to be a lot that's going to change a lot of people's opinions about just one new variant.
Appreciate the update. Thank you, Blois.
See you, Paul.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.